Greetings, Bookkeeping Central family, to your favorite weekly financial podcast. We are a bookkeeping business, so our whole purpose is the record and organization of all kinds of financial transactions. This is beneficial to business owners as it helps them to effectively manage cash flows, planning for the future, and being well informed about running the market. With all this in mind, we have gathered information to prepare a special podcast every new episode just for you, so you can rest easy knowing we're striving for the health of your business just as much as if it was ours. I'm Marco Medina, and I'll be your host in every new week. So sit down and relax while we explain to you these helpful tips for your business. And we hope you enjoy this episode as much as we enjoy creating it for you. Now, check it out.
Welcome, dear family. Today's topic is an important one, as we are talking of one of the dark sides of accounting and business management, the most common penalties you can incur in, so that you'll be aware of how to avoid them and keep that money to yourself and your business. First off, there's an underpayment penalty, which is a fine levied by the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, on taxpayers who don't pay enough of their estimated taxes, don't have enough withheld from their wages, or pay late that do not correspond adequately to the taxpayer's current income for a period. Taxpayers should consult IRS Form 2210 to determine if they are required to report an underpayment and pay a penalty. Taxpayers with self-employment income should take their liability for Social Security and Medicare taxes into account when calculating the amounts due. To avoid an underpayment penalty, individuals whose adjusted gross income, AGI, $150,000 or less, generally must pay at minimum either 100% of last year's tax or 90% of this year's tax. Some taxpayers, such as sole proprietors, partners, and corporation shareholders, must pay taxes in 4 equal payments throughout the year through withholding, estimated taxes, or both. In some cases, taxpayers who receive their income unevenly may be able to pay different amounts quarterly. Taxpayers should use IRS Form 2210 to determine if their payments of withholding and estimated taxes during the year are sufficient to avoid a penalty. If taxpayers realize that they have underpaid, they must pay the difference, plus a penalty that is calculated based on the outstanding amount owed and how long the amount has been overdue. Underpayments are subject to the failure to pay penalty, which is 0.5% of the amount owed for each month and the part of a month for which the tax is not paid. This said, the underpayment penalty may be waived by the IRS under several other scenarios. The taxpayer was a US citizen or resident for the preceding tax year and did not owe any taxes for that year. The taxpayer missed a required payment because of a casualty event, disaster, or other unusual circumstance. The taxpayer retired after reaching age 62 during the current or preceding tax year. The taxpayer became disabled during the tax year for which estimated payments were owed. Another important penalty is that of the withdrawal penalty, which refers to any penalty incurred by an individual for the early withdrawal of funds from an account that is either locked in for a stated period, as in a time deposit at a financial institution, or where such withdrawals are subject to penalties by law, such as from an individual retirement account, IRA, or 401k plan. In the case of IRAs, withdrawals before the age of 60 are subject to a penalty of 10%. The amount you'd pay would be dependent on your total annual income and the subsequent income tax bracket. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, does allow for some exceptions to the tax penalties for early withdrawal of IRA funds under certain circumstances. These so-called hardship withdrawals can be made to cover medical emergencies or disability expenses, certain education expenses, and to help purchase a first home. While this will not carry the 10% penalty, you will still owe the deferred taxes on that money. There are more important penalties related to taxes, as they can lead to criminal charges. In order for charges to be levied, it must be determined that the avoidance of taxes was a willful act on the part of the taxpayer. A failure to pay may be judged fraudulent in cases where a taxpayer made efforts to conceal assets by associating them with a person other than themselves. In this case, they can also be found guilty of official charges and may be required to serve jail time. There are other usual tax penalties to consider, which we will cover next, although it is important for you to know that all these have a maximum penalty that cannot be greater than 27,000 in the calendar year 2022. Failure to furnish a copy to the taxpayer. The penalty is $50 for each failure of a tax preparer to give a copy of a tax return or refund claim to a taxpayer. Failure to sign return. The penalty is $50 for each failure of a tax preparer to sign a tax return or refund claim. Negotiation of check. The penalty in the calendar year 2022 is $545 for a tax preparer who endorses or negotiates any check payable to another person. Failure to be diligent in determining eligibility for certain tax benefits. The penalty in the calendar year 2022 is $545 for each failure for a tax preparer to determine a taxpayer's eligibility for the head of household filing status and the responsible of any dependent credit. If you can't pay the full amount of your penalties on time and apply for a payment plan, you may reduce future penalties when you set up a payment plan. If you disagree with a penalty or the information in the notice is not correct, you may request a penalty appeal.
Thank you for listening to us. Please be sure to let us know what you think of this week's episode, as you can write us on Facebook at Bookkeeping Centrum and Instagram at bookkeeping.centrum. If you want to have a closer look at our services, visit our website at www.bookkeepingcentrum.com. Don't forget to search for us every week on Spotify or Buzzsprout by the name of Bookkeeping Centrum. Thank you so much for choosing this podcast. See you soon.